Hello and welcome to episode 62 of Candace. You know, when an elementary shooting happens and you're as pregnant as I am right now, 35 weeks pregnant, it hits you differently. I feel very emotional about it. And part of those emotions that I'm going through is a lot of anger and frustration. I get angry when people go online and they say, I don't understand. I don't understand how this could possibly happen. I don't understand what would possess somebody to go buy an AK-47 and shoot up an elementary school. Well, you know what I don't understand? I don't understand why these people don't understand how we get to this point in society. Look around you. We have normalized every single step of mental illness. So it's difficult for me to comprehend what it is to these people that becomes the red line. Think about it. Think about everything going on every single day that the majority of people don't have the courage to stand up to. For example, this is a quick list, right? It must be the mutilation of bodies, of these young children's bodies, right? That's really making people stand up and say something. But these same people stand behind children being aborted in the womb up to 9 months. Where is your red line on that? Is it the mutilation of innocent life? Is that where the red line is? I'm only asking because I feel like it was just a couple of weeks ago when we were being told and women were marching in the street demanding the right to end an infant's life when they're in the womb. Like right now, right? I'm 8.5 months pregnant, about to give birth. People think that I should just be able to go, my body, my choice. Right? Oh, but Candace, that's different. It's so different because like it's happening inside of my body. And so like, that's fine. Millions and millions of infants being taken out, having their bodies ripped limb for limb. That's totally fine. That's different. This is a totally different scenario. Is it the mutilation of bodies that's really sticking in your head? Like when we talk about the gender debate and you have these young children that are being encouraged to mutilate their own bodies, to go on puberty blockers, to go get surgery, right? To go get permanently alter their bodies with surgery because they have a feeling that's being encouraged to them in the classroom. Oh, but Candace, that's different. We have to be more accepting. That's a part of LGBTQIAPRS rights. Was that your red line? Oh, no, that's different. In your head, you've programmed yourself. They've programmed themselves to believe that that is somehow different. The suicide rates. What about COVID? People that are pretending that they care about the life of children. These are the same people that were happy or at least didn't say anything when suicide rates were exploding across the country as these children were forced to stay at home. And then even when they went to school, were allowed to finally go back to school and have communication with one another, were forced to sit behind masks for hours and hours and hours for a virus that they had a virtual 0% chance of dying from. Didn't matter. Nobody cared. Oh, that's different, Candace, because there was a pandemic and it just, I don't know, made me feel more comfortable to see two-year-olds that were being masked. I felt safer or something. But I value life. This is my red line is the elementary school, Candace. Not all of that. Not the kids committing suicide or mutilating their bodies. None of that. I'm also enjoying all of the celebrities who have mutilated their own faces over the last couple of years, right? You look at the before and after picture of these celebrities. They look nothing like what they looked like. They literally go in and say, I want a different face because they're mentally ill and they're sick. We live in that society, right? These are the celebrities that stand up and say, I just don't understand what could ever possess somebody to do something so crazy. I know that I can mentally get to a place where I slaughter my own face, but please hear it from me. Hear it from me about the mental illness in our society that's pervasive. Take the guns away. That's the problem. Where is your red line? That's honestly my question today. Where is your red line? Is it because this was a particularly violent crime? Well, you didn't have that issue when we had Black Lives Matter riots. You stayed quiet because that was different, Candace. It was totally fine to burn down cities because like racism's different and like we had to post a black square and it was important to allow people that were violent criminals to commit violent crimes so they could, you know, let out their anger about the injustices. Look around you. We live in a society where violence and mutilation and death is abundant. How dare you ask the question now? How did we get here? How dare you make a post about what needs to be done when you didn't have the courage to say anything about any of these topics, when you still don't have the courage because you're afraid of being canceled? I have celebrities that follow me under fake accounts. I speak to them regularly, but they're afraid to say, I follow Candace Owens and I agree that we shouldn't be doing these things because they don't want their entire lives to be ruined. Celebrities under duress, too fearful to say what is abundantly clear. Our society is almost facing a terminal illness, and that terminal illness is due to the fact that we have an abundance of cowardice. We are facing a deficit of courage in this country and all around the world right now. That's the truth. That's what's going on. People are posting their mental illnesses in their Twitter bios. These are my pronouns. I'm a fish today. I'm a fish. And if you say anything about it, you're transphobic and I'm gonna send a mob on you. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe it's because we avoid saying that these are obvious clues that this person is mentally ill, right? We avoid every obvious clue. In this particular moment, the Ovade shooter, the press is more concerned with covering up his gender bender techniques. We know that they're saying he's alternative, that he wore makeup, he wore eyeliner, but that doesn't mean that he's trans. It's more important to say that we avoided all of the obvious signs that a young person growing out their hair and wearing makeup might be going through something at home. No, ignore all of that. Wait until something bad happens and blame the gun. That's where we're at in our society. That's what I want to talk to you guys about today. I want to talk to you guys about the deficit of courage, and I want to ask you guys the question, what is it going to take for you to acknowledge every step leading up to this, for you to acknowledge the mental illnesses that have become pervasive in our society? What are you willing to give up? A little bit of comfort to say the truth? Because I've been doing that for the last 5 years, and I'm going to continue to do it. So welcome to Candace. Thanks for joining us today. Before we go, I want to talk to you guys about ExpressVPN. Did you know that every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secured? Any hacker that's on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. That's why you need ExpressVPN. It creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so that hackers can't steal your data. ExpressVPN works on all of your devices, phone, laptop, tablet, even on your smart TV. And it's so easy to use. You just fire up the app and you click one button and then you're protected. I use it on all of my devices because I do not want my data to be stolen. So you should use it too. You can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free at expressvpn.com/Candace. That's expressvpn.com/Candace. expressvpn.com/Candace. Thanks for joining me on this segment of Candace. If you liked this podcast, be sure to subscribe and leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. To watch or listen to the full show, become a member at dailywire.com/subscribe.
Let's be real. French fries are the only good vegetable out there. But unfortunately, they're not a very healthy vegetable. Balance of Nature fruit and veggie capsules are the most convenient way to get your daily intake of fruits and vegetables. You know, like the kind of vegetables that actually count. Balance of Nature uses an advanced cold vacuum process that encapsulates fruits and vegetables into whole food supplements without sacrificing their natural antioxidants. The capsules are completely void of additives, fillers, extracts, synthetics, pesticides, or added sugar. The only thing in Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules are fruits and veggies. You need nutrients to function at your best each and every day. Balance of Nature helps you do just that. Go to balanceofnature.com and use promo code WIRE to get 35% off your first fruits and veggie set and an additional $10 off every additional set you buy. That's balanceofnature.com, promo code WIRE.